Family First Group speaking.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
How can I help you?
We're supposed to call my broker on a freeway.
What's your name?
Michelle Angelista.
Oh, yes. Hi. How are you?
All right.
Okay, yes. I was kind of trying to call you before, you know, just to set things up. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay, great. So, let me see. So, I see that you called in and you'd like us to find you a caregiver?
Yes, but this time, they said my Medicaid is inactive. They're supposed to call my broker.
Oh, okay. Let me see then. I can actually call them with you on the line. Would you like that?
Yes, I would. Please.
Okay, just hold on a minute and I'll get them on.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Okay, Michelle.
Yes.
Okay, I just tried calling. Your service coordinator didn't answer the phone. I will try again soon, and I'll call you back as soon as I have them, okay?
Yeah, but we're supposed to call the broker and get this straightened out, because I'm not able to do this.
Right, so that's what I said. I just tried calling them. Okay, I'm going to call them again later, okay, because they didn't answer now, and I'm going to call you back once I have them on the phone so we can talk about it and see what's going on. Okay.
You're going to call the broker back later on?
Yes, I'm going to call them back. Okay, don't worry, Mary. Yes, I can call you back. I can make a three-way once I reach them, if you'd like.
Yes, so, but we have very little time. My service coordinator, Therese Thompson, is not going to be there at 5 o'clock.
Right, so I'm going to try. She didn't answer now. So I'm going to try again later.
But she's not going to be there at 5 o'clock. And then I'm not going to have an A tomorrow.
Listen, Michelle, I can only do how much I could do, right? I can try reaching her again and again, and that's all. it's out of my hands past that. So we're going to try, okay? I'm going to try calling her again, and I'll let you know as soon as I reach her. Okay?
Can we get this all straightened up before 5 o'clock so I can have an A for tomorrow? Because I can't be by myself.
You don't have an aide right now?
No. I'm by myself over here. And I can't eat nothing. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten for 2 days.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear. Is there anyone that you can call to take care of that? You have
I have nobody.
Maybe a neighbor?
No, I have nobody, but I'm telling you, please.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear.
I need somebody for tomorrow because I can't be hungry for another day, please.
Right. Well, I wish I could help you, Michelle.
Could we try the service coordinator one more time?
Yes, I'm going to try one more time now, and let's see, okay? Okay, Michelle?
Hold up. Could you hold on a minute? I have somebody on the other line. Yes, okay. Hello. Are you there?
You talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to the other person. So I just tried again. I left a message. Your service coordinator didn't answer. So I'm going to try again, you know, still before 5 o'clock and see if I can reach. Okay.
I have somebody on the other phone. Mimi's on the other phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a different agency or other agency that you were with until now, Michelle?
Yes, I had conflict here.
Okay. And they can't send you an aid for tomorrow?
No, they can't.
They
just continue services. Mimi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
You want to try to call, Cherise?
Could you talk to each other on the phone?
No, I'm talking to you, actually.
Yes.
Maybe you can try to call Cherise and let her know to send us the authorization so we can get it going for you.
Yeah, but she's not answering the phone.
Okay, so let me try again. Okay, I'll call you back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yes. Yeah, is that someone that's helping you?
That's Mimi from your company.
Oh, that was Mimi. Okay, good. Okay.
She's gonna try to pull the coordinator.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you set up with like food pantry or something like that that sends you food?
No, I'm not set up with anything.
You're not set up with anything? If you'd like,
no.
I can give you a phone number for the Pennsylvania Corporation for Aging. They might be able to help you, you know, with food or something like that. You want to try calling them?
Yes, okay.
Just because I want to help you, you know, it's not something that involves the home care. It's just something as a side. Just so you should have what to eat.
Okay. But I won't have an aid for tomorrow, you're saying?
So, I can't say as tomorrow. I can't say. Because we haven't reached Cherise, and then once we reach her, it's going to be up to her when she's going to send the authorization over. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so I don't believe it's going to be set up for tomorrow. So, we can try our best to get it done as soon as possible, but, I can't say tomorrow.
So, it won't be till Thursday, you're saying?
So I'm not sure. That depends. That all depends on Cherise, and then also when we find the aid. So it's both of these things. Once we have, you know, both these things, we can, then you can actually get an aid and start. Okay.
Okay.
Now I did want to ask you what schedule you wanted for the aid. I mean, how many hours you have? What kind of schedule?
53 hours a week.
How many hours, I'm sorry?
53 hours a week.
53?
53. Could you hold on 1 minute, please?
Yes.
Could you hold on 1 minute, please? Hold on, please.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to voice.
I was trying to get a hold of our service coordinator on my other phone. She's not answering.
Hmm. So maybe first give me the schedule that you want for the aid. That way we can, in the meantime, start looking for an aid.
9 hours a day, 63 hours a week.
9 hours a day. Okay, any particular time when it should start, finish, or whatever the aid can do?
9 to 6.
9 to 6. Got it. Okay. And does it matter, male or female?
I prefer a male. I prefer a female, yes.
You prefer female? Okay. Got it. And what type of help do you need around the house and, you know, for yourself?
I have a walker. I walk pretty good with my walker.
Mm-hmm.
I shower myself. I need somebody to do my back. Hello? Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. I shower myself, but I need somebody to wash my back because I can't reach my back. I need somebody to blow dry my hair with the blow dryer and the curling iron. I need somebody to do my laundry. The laundromat's around the corner. I need somebody to make my meals. I don't eat anything out of a box. They have the peeled potatoes, fried potatoes, the mashed potatoes, and make macaronis with ragu sauce. And in the morning I have scrambled eggs with cheese and fried potatoes. They have to fry the potatoes in a frying pan. What else? The laundromat. And a shower and.
Okay, got it. So I'm gonna put a note in on that, and then we'll look for an aide. Okay. I might have someone in mind. We'll see. You know if she's available. And then again, I'll try reaching again your service coordinator, and I'm gonna let you know as soon as we have more information. Okay. As soon as I have an update.
Let me try one more time. Let me try to call her one more time. She's
okay.
She's the phone. I don't know why she's not answering. Usually she's pretty reliable.
That's upsetting.
Hold on.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
She's not there.
Hmm.
She's not picking up.
That's upsetting.
That means I'm not going to have an aide till maybe Thursday, right?
Yeah, so maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not sure when. Would you like that phone number that I told you about that I have for the Office of the Aging in Pennsylvania so they can help you food?
No, I'll just make myself a bowl of cold cereal. I can eat cold cereal for now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's hope we'll get this sorted out fast and get someone for you. Okay.
I don't know why she's not picking up the phone. She don't like me calling her more than one time. She says her calling multiple times, she gets me in. It's a sign read.
I'm not sure. Could be she's not available now.
Yeah,
so let's both.
If I call her back to back, she gets upset. She don't like calling her back to back, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm still going to try reaching her. I'll call you back as soon as I get her on the line, okay?
But it's 4:30. I don't think she's going to be here any time after that.
Right, but what can I do about it?
I know, but I'll be myself for another whole day.
I'm sorry about it, Michelle. But, you know, that's the most I can do is try reaching her just like you are, right?
On Thursday, I need somebody to take out my trash. I can't take out my trash myself and pick up the meal outside my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go outside to take the meal.
I'm going to send her an email as well, okay? And see if she gets that.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm going to let you know as soon as I hear back from her, okay?
How about the Medicaid thing with the broker?
So I see now that I just got a message from someone that you spoke to that she did find your waiver, so it seems like you do have Medicaid.
Oh, that's fine. That's one thing they wouldn't have to worry about.
Yeah, so that seems like it's all set.
Okay, that's one thing we don't have to worry about, that problem.
Yeah. So we'll both try reaching your service coordinator, and we'll be in touch once we do, okay?
And you're only open until 5 o'clock, so I can only call you before 5. After that, I got to wait till tomorrow. Another day.
Yeah. I guess, because she probably leaves the office at 5.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what time do you open in the morning?
At 9 o'clock.
So we'll try again tomorrow if it doesn't work today.
Yes, we'll definitely try again tomorrow if we can get through today. Okay, we'll keep trying until we get through.
And then I have an aide for Thursday. Would that be possible?
So I can't promise anything, Michelle. I can't say anything. We'll see once we get through to her. Okay, and we'll ask her.
But she said she's going to push it through right away, that I should I'd be able to have an aide for the next date. That's what she told me.
Okay, good. So we'll talk to her about it. Okay, in the meantime, we're going to be looking for an aide, okay? We'll find the aide in the meantime. So that way, once we get through to her, hopefully we have someone that can start once she sends the authorization, okay?
And I'm hopefully it'll put the person that could cook the homemade food.
Yes, I'm going to put in, I'm going to make sure that person knows how to cook, because that's one of the requirements that you need, right?
And she's got to be able to blow dry my hair with the straight iron and the blow dryer.
Okay.
And she's got, and hopefully she could be a mature person, because the young people like to stay on the phone and they don't want to get up off the chair.
Oh, yeah, I hope she's going to be better than them.
Hopefully be a mature person.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll try our best, okay?
And I don't care what color skin they have. It doesn't matter to me about that.
It doesn't matter, right. Mm-hmm.
I just don't want a male aide, because when I had a male aide, I don't want to say nothing, but they wanted to have sex with me.
Right, exactly.
It's not nice.
Right, right. No, that doesn't belong.
So I'd rather have a female, okay?
Okay, not a problem. I'm going to... we're going to be looking for that, okay? A female aide that can all do all these things that you just told me about, okay? And I'll let you know, okay? Have a good day, Michelle. We'll be in touch.
She could do laundry too, right?
Laundry, of course.
Okay, and you're going to get back to me today if you get a hold of my service coordinator, right?
If I get a hold of her today, then I will contact you today, yes.
If not, we'll put it off for tomorrow.
If not, then tomorrow, right.
Well, I'll call you first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll try for today, though.
Yes, we'll try for today, too.
Okay, in the meantime, we'll just let it go until tomorrow, and if nothing transpires.
Okay, yes, and in the meantime, we'll look for an aide, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Have a good one, Michelle. We'll be in touch.
Bye-bye.